Rabbi Nachman of Breslov is asking, we are receiving the spirit of life. The main power of life he received from the river. Water. That is the Torah. And the tzaddikim, they are attached to the Torah. This is why the main power of life, spirit of life, it's in their hands. A person cannot receive because he cannot be attached to the Torah, because he cannot receive the spirit of life from the Torah itself. So he needs to receive the spirit of life from the tzaddik, that he is able to learn Torah, and he is handing the spirit of the Torah HaKadosha. The Zohar HaKadosh is saying that it's the Torah. So Rabbi Nachman Breslov is saying that all of the lacking that people have, it's because that he's got lack of spirit, lack of wind. The wind is fulfilling all of the lackings. Spirit of life. So where are you going to get it from? Rabbeinu is saying you should know that the main spirit of life you receive from the tzaddik and from the rabbi that's in their generation. Mechila, Rav, Mechila. Why? Why we receive it from him? Because the main spirit of life, Holy Spirit, it's the Torah HaKadosha. Like that it's written, the spirit of Hashem is hovering above the water. And we learn that the water is the Torah HaKadosha. And the tzaddikim, they attach themselves to the Torah. This is why the main spirit of life, they have it. Like that we explained, when a person learns Torah, he is not attached to the Torah, so he cannot take the spirit of life from the Torah directly. So he need to have a middleman, and he have to be attached to the tzaddik of the generation, that he is attached to the Torah, that he is going to daven on him and going to bring the spirit to him, and he is going to receive the spirit of life from the tzaddik. But the reshaim, they're not receiving. Who is the reshaim? The one that are talking on the tzaddik in an arrogant way. It can be a person that is learning in yeshiva and he's called rasha. A person that is talking on the tzaddik, bad things, is rasha. So where you receive that wind spirit to fill your lacking, so the ones that are not receiving from the tzaddik, how they are fulfilling their lackings, because they also have a rabbi. Who is their rabbi? It's Rav de Klipa. It's rabbi that is Esav. Like that Esav said, Yesh li Rav, I have a rabbi. So we need to be careful not to talk on no one, and especially not on the tzaddikim. They are attached to the Torah HaKadosha. So Rabbi Natan is bringing here in a short way that a person, the tzaddik, he is a person that he's got spirit in him, and he's got the ability to bring life to everyone that attached to him. But there is reshaim that are not attached to the tzaddik, and they are receiving their breath from a rabbi that is in Tuma, that is not in Kedusha. Because to bring the light, the spirit from the Kedusha, it has to be only when the tzaddik is a complete tzaddik. What is a perfect tzaddik? Means that he separated the bad from the good. Why you need that? If you want to surrender to conquer a mean person, a bad person, you have to surrender him, to conquer him in his roots, in his beginning, in his source. So if you have a certain holding in a bad midah, that Rasha is receiving his power from that bad midah, he can conquer you. This is why we need to attach ourselves to a complete tzaddik. So how a person gonna separate the bad from the good? Rabbeinu is saying by Torah and by davening. You separate the bad from the good. Rabbi Natan is adding something here from the words of Rabbi Nachman in Likutei Moran, and he's saying, we heard it from his holy mouth of Rabbeinu, that even when you attach to the tzaddik, to the complete tzaddik, they can also stand against the Reshaim and to conquer them. Not only the tzaddik himself and conquered the Reshaim, also the students that are attached to him, they're really attached to that complete tzaddik. They have the power to conquer and to surrender the Reshaim. It's all an aspect of Chanukah, because in Chanukah we have to stand against the Reshaim that want to cancel us from serving Hashem. Because what that happened, it's the things that have been happening today. All of the war that we had in those days of Matityahu Kohen Gadol, we have it in every generation and generation. There is always a war. People want to stop Am Yisrael from learning Torah, from serving Hashem. Like that then in those days that they were standing on us, the kingdom of Greece, to that we're going to forget the Torah Kedosha. So Chasa Shalom. Like today, it's happening in every generation. So in the days of Hanukkah, we have to stand against the evil kingdom. In every generation, there is Reshaim that wants to push us away from Hashem. But you cannot stand against them in no other way except by the power of the tzaddik. So what is the connection of that to Chanukah? That Rabbi Natan is saying, it's an aspect of candle of Chanukah, that the tzaddik is called light. Like that it's written, you should know that the tzaddik is good, and good it's light. Like that it's written that Hashem saw the light, that it's good. So a tzaddik is a complete good. Like that it's written on Moshe Rabbeinu, why he is good, because he separated all of the bad that he had and he became to be all good. This is why he has been called good. And it's called candle of Chanukah, because the candle of Chanukah is the light of the tzaddik. Like we explained before in Likutei Moharan, that it's the light of the Torah HaKadosha. And the tzaddik is attached to the Torah. So this is the thing of the tzaddik, that he is attached to the Torah in 100%. Why can't we be attached to the Torah? Because the bad that we still have, that we didn't separate it from us, he's still separating between us to the Torah, because he is stopping us. But the tzaddik, that he's all good, that he doesn't have no bad, he can attach himself to the Torah totally. This is why by the power of the tzaddik we can achieve that. I just wanted to remind you that wonderful light that Hashem illuminated in my heart for long years, Baruch Hashem. That what it means, the light of Chanukah, really. They said to us 8 days of Hanukkah to thank and to praise Hashem. So I asked, and you heard me that I asked, what is the connection? What is the connection of thanking to Hashem Yitbarach? Why we should do that at all? Because everyone just remember, and it's a fact, this is actually what remained in the halakha, that we need to light the candles of Hanukkah, and this is it. So there was a miracle that they contaminated all of the oils and they found only a small amount. So the light of the menorah, it's the light of the Torah. Okay, so we had a small light that remained from those days that Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol and his holy sons, they were not surrendering to that tumah of Greece. They were standing and it didn't affect them at all. All of that bad that came from, this is why they conquered that war. This is what we're learning exactly here, that they were pure, that they were clean. With their purity, they surrendered, conquered all of the Rishayim. This is that small amount of vessel of oil, pure oil. That was a huge miracle with it. For sure that a small amount of light rejects a lot of darkness. This is the miracle, alright? This is the miracle. Even though that it was huge, and that Baruch Hashem, we didn't forget the Torah because of that, and Am Yisrael, you have made us a lot of miracles, you fixed us, you helped us, everything good. But that miracle, this is it. They wanted to make darkness on the light of the Torah, and to really destroyed everything. Baruch Hashem, now Am Yisrael have quiet. Am Yisrael, the tzaddik hold. The tzaddik of the generation, Matityahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. He was fighting. Okay, so what is the connection between this to all of the thanks that we need to praise Hashem today? 8 days. What is the connection? Really, really. The darkness that they brought, the Greeks, it wasn't only for that generation. They created something that we will not be happy in the Torah Kedoshah. Even the ones that were become being Greek, the Jews that been Greek, that Hiti Avnu, they stayed religious. Even though that they become to be Yevanim, they stayed religious. They had beard and everything, but they were Mityevanim. The main thing they lost. What was the main thing? To be happy, because they were not happy in their Judaism. I came to that conclusion from the understanding that Hashem Yitbarach gives the wisdom to the person, and he helped us to understand those words, those wisdoms. I ask myself, how can it be a Jew that in the morning he's saying, thank you Hashem that you haven't made me a goy, that you gave us the Torah, you're thanking so many brachot. How can it be that a Greek comes to him suddenly and tell him, come be a goy? A few minutes ago you said, thank you Hashem that you haven't made me to be a goy, and now you're going to be a Greek? How can it be? So when a person is not happy with his Judaism, with every mitzvah that he's doing, so actually he's far from that mitzvah in the maximum that he can be far from it. In the maximum that he can be far from it. If you're not happy with the Torah, you're far from the Torah in endless ways. Mamash. You have no connection to it. This is the reason why they become to be Greek, because they were not happy with their Judaism. And the wise people in that generation, they understood it. This is why they fixed us to thank Hashem Yitzbarach and to praise Hashem Yitzbarach. This is the light of Chanukah. To thank and to praise Hashem Yitzbarach. This is what the Ta'arizal testify on himself, that all of his levels that he achieved was only because we can understand what it was, the Ta'arizal. Everything that we're going to say, it's just explanations. We're just talking words. Who knows what was the Ta'arizal? Which level he achieved, what he saw. And he said that all of it he achieved because he was happy in doing the mitzvot. Why? Because only when the person is happy with the mitzvah, only then he is attached to the mitzvah. He sees the mitzvah that he's doing. He's happy with the Torah, then he can see the light of the Torah. Only then he can see the light of the Torah, Kedusha. Only then. So this is why the person, by being happy, he achieved that, that the light is illuminating. This is why Ari HaKadosh achieved what did he achieve. Everyone and one else. The problem is that people don't have the light of the Torah in their house, so they don't have Shalom Bayit. The woman, she's bitter in her life. The kids, it looks like that they are religious, but they are also mityavnim. They also want to be Greek. If they don't see that the father is happy in every mitzvah, that he is just, he cannot stop thanking Hashem Yitzbarach on what that he's doing. He's just dancing and singing to Hashem. He's just happy. This house, it got hityavnut in it. A huge danger in that house. The kids, you cannot fool them. If he cannot see the father and the mother are happy, the father is illuminating the mother. What a privilege, what a kindness of Hashem. Which lottery to have that. We won the lottery. If a person is not coming to that place that he's happy with his Avodat Hashem, so he's already become to be a little bit of Greek. This is what it means, that inside of his heart, for sure when a guy is going to come to him, going to tell him, look, I'm going to give you a car and a certain office, he will not see no Jew happiness in Judaism, so he's going to go to that office. But if a person is going to be happy in Judaism, he's not going to see that car, he doesn't see that world at all, he doesn't care. He doesn't look at things. What you can offer me? There is nothing to offer that person. He's got the light of the world. This is what really we should see. That a husband, that he's not coming to be happy with his Judaism, he cannot illuminate it in his wife. A husband has to illuminate it in his wife. 220 kind of lights, he needs to illuminate her. 224 kinds of light. Reshkaf Dalet lights. It's a huge amount of electricity. So many lamps, so many lights. So his wife is going to be happy. When I started my path of tshuva, I was learning in a Litvic yeshiva. And there was a group of kibbutznikim, people from the kibbutz. They decided to come to see what is it a yeshiva. And the head of the yeshiva, he told me to talk to them. And I was in my mash, my first steps in tshuva. Really in the beginning. Thank Hashem Yitzbarach that he gave us his light. We're thanking Hashem on that. After a few months, maybe more than 1 year after it, one father came to me to look for me, I was living already in Bnei Brak in that time, and he came to me and told me his son wants to commit a suicide, he doesn't have life, and one time he saw a happy person, he saw you. This is what he's saying, he saw you. One time in his life he saw a happy person, it was you. Can you save him? So Hashem helped me, Baruch Hashem. I met him and illuminated the light in him. You cannot save from this world without being happy. There is also a person that learns in Shuvu Banim. He said, I saw you that you're happy. I knew that this is the right path. When Arav was learning in Shuvu Banim. Person doesn't need to do, just to smile, just to see the light of Hashem, to be happy. The light of Hashem. Each merit is it to every mitzvah, every connection with Boro Olam. When a person is not achieving that happiness, to be thankful like that, an inner thankful that is full with thanks to Hashem Yitbarach on the gift that Hashem gave him and getting closer to Hashem. So, this is the light of Chanukah. This is the light of Chanukah. This is why the days of Chanukah will never be cancelled. It's higher than Pesach and Sukkot and Shavuot. Because Chanukah, the light that's been illuminated, and they pulled that light in that generation, and it's the light of the future. And it's illuminating for all of other holidays, all of other generations. The Torah is an eternal Torah. She is one of the 13 rules of the Torah, that the Torah is eternal. She's never going to be changed. So how can it be that all of the holidays are canceling? Just when the light, a huge light going to illuminate it, so then the light of Pesach people will not see. It's going to stay that light. Like when you're going to light a candle in front of the glowing sun. You see the sun. Alright, the light of the candle is canceling. So when the real light is going to reveal, the Bezat Hashem is going to reveal real soon, it's going to be so huge that the Moadim is going to be canceled. Not because they're going to be canceled. No one's going to look at them anymore. This is the light of Chanukah. I said to myself that I have to remind you that thing, even though that I was talking to you about it. But still, I have to remind you that light of Chanukah, that people are going to have that to be happy. The shield, the thing that's going to protect your house, that will not have no hitiyavnu, to be like the Greeks, no internet, no computers. It's only the happiness, no televisions, only the happiness. If not, the Greeks are getting inside. This is why you hear about Avrechim and guys of yeshiva, families. They are being ruined. Why? You're learning Torah. You have the light of the Torah. You're attached to the Torah. They cannot. He's got the Torah without the light of the Torah. The light of the Torah is the happiness. And now we just learned it in Likutei Moran, Likutei Halachot. What is the light? The light is the happiness. What is the Torah? The Rabbeinu is explaining it here. We just learned it. That the light is of the tzaddik. Because the light is called good. So that it's written that the Torah, it's the light of the world. If it doesn't have light, it's just letters. It's just letters. This is why everyone have to get stronger in that. To daven on that. I said it to you already. Really, two things Am Yisrael didn't grab from the moment that Boreh Olam gave us the Torah. Two things Am Yisrael didn't catch, that it's the basic foundations of everything. Without those, all of the wisdoms are like theories. You're not getting closer to nothing. They didn't got that. They didn't got closer to the work of tefillah, to daven. They understood that you need to learn Torah to keep the mitzvot, everything. But to daven, they didn't got that. From then until today, people didn't got that. They couldn't get that subject of davening. And the other thing that people didn't catch, that there is only one Yetzirah in the world, only one kind. Everything that's attached to women. This is the only Yetzirah that exists in the world. Huge, wonderful, amazing explanation. How all of the other bad kinds of Yetzirah are only the result of this Yetzirah, lust for women. This is why a person has to clean himself. Main thing, to clean himself from that lust. This is the main thing. And if not, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, they're going with Goyot. In front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Nothing going to help the person. You can tell him, if Am Yisrael didn't got that, that to move from the bad things, it means to go out from that lust, and then it's good to get closer to the tefillah. Like it's written in Brachot, tell me the good things that Hashem done with Elisha. So Elisha was achieving in prayers twice as many as Eliyahu, than Eliyahu. So the main good of the person is to daven, to be attached to Hashem Yitbarach. But it's two things that are attached to each other. If a person is not cleaning himself from that lust, he cannot daven. So this is why a person that is looking deep in the books of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he is putting a lot of effort until he can clarify the light of the tzaddik, he understands the thing that I said in short way. Two things that are important. To attach yourself to the truth. This is the difference between this yeshiva to all of the rest of the yeshivas in the world. That they didn't get closer to the tzaddik. They cannot understand those two things. Because from the moment that Hashem gave the Torah, people didn't understand it. Individuals did understand that. It's the tzaddikim. But a complete yeshiva that understand that, they didn't have it. This is our job, to get closer to prayers and to Kedusha. And you can achieve that only by being attached to the tzaddik, like we said before. This is exactly why we're talking about Chanukah. It's attached to that subject. Because the light of Chanukah, the candle of Chanukah, it's the candle of the tzaddik. It's the light of the tzaddik. The light of candles of Chanukah, it's the light of the tzaddik. And this is the light of the tzaddik. This is the tzaddik. He's teaching us that this is the job of the person to serve Hashem in this life. How to get closer to the job of tefillah. To remember that thing that Rabbeinu said. In what we can bring the bounty. Rabbeinu is saying by prayers. Because the words, it's vessels to receive the bounty. A person can achieve that to bring down bounty, spiritual bounty. We're all very, very stupid. Very big stupid people. Because all of us, we already achieved to daven on a certain thing and to have a long prayer on that and to receive that. All of us, we saw that. That when you build enough vessels, you receive the bounty. We're stupid. We lack of a lot of bounty and we're not going to build those vessels because we're stupid. Stupid. If a Jew that never heard about those things, how to bring the bounty, okay. But us, we know, and we already felt that. There is no one here that didn't saw miracles in those subjects of prayers. There is no one here. All of us with a lot of experience in that. Experience with miracles. Everyone here would daven. Everyone here done 6 hours, half an hour a day, something. And he sees that he is receiving the things that he's done. davening on. He see that it's worth it to daven. So we're very, very stupid that we achieved that, to see, and now we need to believe even without seeing, and as that we saw it, even though that we saw it, we don't believe in it. We davened, we saw that it happened, we brought down bounty. So we're very stupid that we're still stuck to our stupidity and to our nonsense. Minimum three things a day to daven, half an hour a day, and can buy another thing and another thing and another thing and another thing. You achieve the important things. It's to be clean from that lust for women. This is for sure the main thing, because a Jew that is going with that lust, everything is closed for him in his life. He's all bad. Rabbeinu is calling the ni'uf, lust for women, the in general bad. You cannot attach nothing. So first of all, we're using that subject of davening to clean ourselves from that lust for women. And even if you're going to be clean in your eyes in 100%, even when you're going to be clean and holy, still you have to guard your eyes. Even in a place that there is no women over there, you have to guard your eyes. This is why I'm so impressed from the Holy Fathers, to which holy levels they achieved. That every time that they lift their eyes, open their eyes, it was wrong to do that. Hundreds. Years of year, almost 100 years, a person can live and be attached to Hashem if he's not opening his eyes. Why are we saying Elokei Avraham, that Hashem was the God of Avraham? Because the God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov. Why? We don't understand which levels they achieved, the fathers. You see people that guarding their eyes, which levels they achieved. They were attached to Hashem. They were attached to Hashem. If they lift their eyes, there is a verse that is mentioning that. As if we're taking our eyes down, we need to write a verse. Gonna write complete books, volumes on us, libraries. The libraries here will not be enough. The Holy Fathers, we need to remember them. Also, when the person gonna achieve that you're gonna daven enough until he's gonna be clean. Actually, it's not so far away. If a person, it's just a certain kind of sickness. He sees something walking, he becomes to be excited. What's going on? What is it? He just saw something walking. He's not even coming to see it. You don't even, just he sees something moves and he becomes to be sick. All with uni and will and imagination and strong will. Wow, how much he wants to have that. Imagination. Love it. He wants it. It's not... How we gonna love the Torah Kedosha like that? All of that Judaism, it's to clean ourselves from that stupid lust. To break it, it's very easy, because it's just imagination. It comes from all of the crazy things that the person has. There is no permission to do that. There is no heter to feel the desire. No permission for that. Allow to do a sin, to sin, to have a lust, a desire. Can you permit a desire? It's a stupid thing, crazy thing. World of Judaism, they make everything upside down. This is Am Yisrael, cannot reach that, cannot understand it without guarding the eyes. This is why Rabbeinu is writing those words for us. This is how we received it from our rabbis. Without it, you cannot have nothing. Am Yisrael, turn everything backward. upside down. Hashem gonna save us all. This is why, like we said before, and we're explaining, have to put a lot of effort in that job. To be strong, every day to daven, to beg, heal my soul because I sinned to you, Borola. This is what you decided. We're going to have that craziness. We see a woman, we've been excited. You are, from your wisdom, you decided that, and you, from your wisdom, commanded us that we're going to get out from it. So we need to go from the imaginations to the wisdom. Rabbeinu is writing it in Nikutei Halachot. If you open Hilchot Chanukah in Likutei Halachot, that a person is climbing to the wisdom to understand this is the light of Chanukah, it's the light of the wisdom. You need to light another candle every day, another candle, another candle. If a person is not adding Kedusha and wisdom, he becomes to be yes. How that we're calling it. Rabbeinu is saying he becomes to be the root of the forehead of the snake. He can learn in the yeshiva, he is learning Gemara, and he becomes to be the head, the peak of the wisdoms of the snake. And the snake, where he's pulling his wisdom, his powers from the old people of the generation, from the wise, from who? From the Talmidei Chachamim, the old ones that are not complete, that are not perfect. From them, the snake is taking his powers. And the person have to, every day that he's become older and older, every day that he gets another day into his life, in that day he have to add extra Kedusha and extra wisdom to that day. And if not, if he's not every day adding more Kedusha into his life, today will not be like yesterday. Every day another understanding, another Kedusha, every day. If a person is not adding Kedusha and wisdom in every day, he becomes to be the source, the root of the wisdoms of the snake. The snake is taking his powers from that person. This is why I told you, all of Judaism, without the tzaddik, all of Judaism, you cannot feel it, you cannot see it. Rabbeinu is teaching us that we have to add wisdom. The source of the forehead of the snake, this is the wisdoms of the snake. Rabbi Natan is saying, also the candle of Hanukkah is telling us about the spirit of life of the tzaddik, that by that, against it, the reshaim are trying to fight. And if that tzaddik is a complete tzaddik, by that that he's breathing, by that he's reviving his wisdom, he's bringing his wisdom to be exist, he's breathing, this is spirit of life, because the wisdom, it's an aspect of a light that is holding the candle, the ptil of the candle. And how it's got air? Because of breathing. The candle has to be alive, to exist only by having air, air supply. So the wisdom, you have to breathe. So the fire inside of the person, that it's his wisdom, it's only by breathing. Because the heart is burning to Hashem Yitbarach, is in flames to Hashem Yitbarach. And we have to have our lungs, the re'ot, that they are breathing, and cooling the candle, that is our hearts. And you're cooling it by breathing. And by breathing, you have the power in your lungs, and then the lungs are cooling, bringing cool air on the heart, and then the heart gonna burn in a certain measure, and all of the oil that the person have in his body won't be burned too much, and then the wisdom can exist, because the wisdom is hovering on the wisdom, that this is the oil on the brain, and it's gonna exist by breathing. And this breathing, this is the air, this is an aspect of Chanukah, that we're lighting a candle of oil. It's the candle of Hashem, that it's an aspect of pulling the spirit of life and breathing, that the tzaddik is breathing, that he is the one that brings the spirit. So by lighting the candle, that it's the light of the Hashem Yitbarach, it's like to breathe. And by breathing, you will not be separated from Hashem. You're going to be attached to Hashem. So this is how the tzaddik and his students can stand up against the students. The light, it's an aspect of the wisdom that we have in our brains. When the candle is burning, lighting, so you have wisdoms in your brain. You're wise. This is why when a person is burning in his lusts and desires, he's burning all of the oil that he's got in his brain. This is why Rabbeinu is saying all of the crazy people comes from lust for women. They're not saying it on any other way, kind of lust and desire. Because the only thing, it starts from that lust for women. This is the main bad. This is the source of all bad. This is why people getting crazy. Rabbeinu taught us there is only one kind of Yetzara in this world. All of the rest, it's extra. It's things that been pulled from that lust. Even lust for money, desire for money, that it's a very horrible desire. Rabbeinu is saying it's punishment on lust for women. If a person have lust for women, they're punishing him with having lust for money, desire for money, that he's gonna not gonna deal with his lust for women and gonna chase after money all day long. So Ta'avat Mamon, it's only punishment. All of the desires, all of the bad, all of anger, it's all coming from that. Now we explain that wisdom, right? What we explain, that the wisdom of the person is coming by fixing the Kedusha subjects, Tikkun HaBrit. So if a person making a defect in the Brit, Pgam HaBrit, Chas Shalom, he is defecting his brain, so he becomes to be jealous and angry and stupid. What it means? Anger. It's lack of lack of wisdom. Sadness. It's all that you lack of wisdom. You don't have brain. Now I've shown this to you, that you have only one Yetzirah in the world. And it's all coming from that. And when a person is clean from that, he's got wisdom. And when he's not clean from that, he doesn't have no wisdom. Because of the bad Yetzirah, all of them are coming from lack of wisdom. A person cannot sin if he's not having a ruach shtut, a spirit of nonsense. Even though that I have an explanation on everything, on every desire and desire, I have an explanation. But now I'm telling you generally how you can understand that there is only one Yetzirah. So how can it be? And I've shown it to you in the Chumash, and we need to read it every time. How all of the destruction of the world started. Rashi HaKadosh is saying that the snake, he was wicked, he was wise. The snake. Why we need to say that he was wise, that he was scamming? It's coming to teach us why the snake jumped on them, because he saw them naked. They're busy being together, and he had a desire to chava imenu. He had lust for chava imenu. Where it started? That the snake with his eyes, he saw them, and he felt that desire, that lust for women. From there, all of the destructions of the world started. Because of the eyes of the snake. The snake, it's the symbol, the sign of the Yetzirah, of Sitra Achra. Where it started all? From the eyes. It's written in Rashi. There is only one Yetzirah. After it, there is more desires. You need to eat from the fruits and Tavat Achila and more things. It's all results of that Yetzirah, the main one. If you're in that desire in the world, this is it. You're lost. This is it. So it's written that he put his filth in her, the filth of the snake. The filth, this is the filth that Chazal said on that, that when Am Yisrael went on Mount Sinai, they've been cleaned from that filth. But after the sin of the golden calf, it came back on Am Yisrael. This is the only Yetzirah. It's written. And why they permit themselves to sin in the golden calf? To permit themselves the Arayot. Women, lust for women. This is the Pshat of the Chumash. Rashi is saying, Pshat of the Chumash. Not Chassidut and not nothing. It's Pshat. It's all you can achieve when you're fighting, you're having a lot of effort to understand what the inner part, point of Avodat Hashem. Because else a person can learn Torah for years and he doesn't know. He doesn't understand nothing. Nothing he doesn't understand. Nothing. Really, when he's going to understand, even what that he's going to think that he understood, he will not understand it. This is why Rabbi Natan, from every halakha in Shulchan Aruch, he wrote mountains of explanations. Because this is the light. Because on all of the halachot in Shulchan Aruch, you can bring so much light from it. See, this is the light. The halacha is not dry at all. If we had the merit, Rabbi Natan would write to us on all of the shas, on every sugiya. It's endless. He gave us, I say hakdamot, beginnings, explanations for the beginning, to know rules. It was important to me to remind you all that subject of Hanukkah, to be happy in our Judaism, to remember our Judaism and to be happy with it, to be happy with our kippah, to dance, not just to sing. If a Jew knew what it was a kippah, he would dance 120 years, not just to sing it. It's the truth. Every mitzvah we need to dance 120 years on it. Really, every mitzvah and mitzvah, we need to dance 120 years on it. Alright. People said that there is food baskets outside for the guy, for the avrechim outside. They're handing the food baskets for the avrechim. More bounty here, we have it. Question that people are asking, he's saying you already got that answer in the shiur. Thank you, Chazaku Baruch.
Wait there, I'm sorry.
Ella falano.
אז זו שאלה לו, שאלה אתה אין בה היטב היטב שום נזק שאלה רפואה שלמה יש לה מנה שחתמה למפה אותו רפואה שלמה בתוך שלו ישראל שממש כולם יתעסקו להתפלל ממש להקדיש את השעי בודות לפרועה טוב להקדיש ככה את התהילים בגללי מה שעושים בשביל רפואה טוב כמו ש... תודה רבה